Welcome back to Joystick and Mouse, video game news and reviews. I am Alex. I go by Cross in the gaming community. I got J Dimes here with me.
What's going on, people?
And I got Diddy.
Howdy, folks.
All right, we are here. We are back. It's episode 10. Congratulations, guys.
Wow, we made it.
Usually podcasts don't last past 10. So let's see if we do another show. I don't know. We'll leave the audience on edge.
Do we make it to episode 11?
We'll find out next week. Actually, and last week, you guys didn't get a show. I was taking a week off from like all my things, and we were traveling to Ohio. We saw an Ohio State game that was really fun. We took Aria there. Boo. Oh, don't even start bugging you guys.
Company from out of town, so it was just one of those weeks where
I know
sort of everything going on.
We got two Ohio State haters here across from me.
I mean, listen. The Buckeyes looked better than my Noles.
They looked better than my Nittany Lions.
Penn State was.
Hey, but at least you won.
They were awful.
But it's a win.
It was freaking Appalachian State. Come on.
Hey, listen. Appalachian State is a reputable college with a good football team.
They have a solid football team.
They're solid. They have played.
They sneak up
some
on people.
Big teams.
They snuck up
really
on Michigan
well.
A few years ago.
Oh, yeah. They beat them. I remember that very well. Yep. One, because, you know, it's... and don't ever say that word in my house again, okay? The M-word.
We can't actually say the team.
What we say is that we say that's that team up north.
Okay.
Or we say Ann Arbor. We don't say the M-word on
here. Oh, all right. That's sorry. Yeah.
Deanna's going to come running down here.
Listen, are we allowed to say the M state?
Any smoke with Alex's wife.
The M state word?
Yeah, the M word. Yeah. During the game where they're playing each other, if they're playing in Columbus, Ohio, all around the campus, they will find the letter M anywhere and cross it out. Like on all the signs, like wherever it is, they'll cross it out.
Seems expensive.
Maybe. No, but all the students do it. Like they'll just
no, I
go.
Mean to clean it later.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
You just can't walk around and have all the M's.
They got so much money. It's like who cares? That is a rich freaking university.
Yeah.
They got like that's huge. They're paying, you know, their
and
coach
Nike pays them pretty well.
$4 million. Like that's a crazy salary. Anyway, football's fun. But we took Aria to her first game, and that was a treat. It was hot, so we had to go under after about like the first quarter because she was just like you could tell she was getting smoked. Like it was just bad. And then you know there really wasn't much of a game to watch anyway because they were kind of whooping them so bad. So after about the half, like we ended up leaving and ended up going grabbing more drinks and going shopping and like some other stuff. So it was fun. We just had to.
It would have been less
shade.
Expensive to stay at the game.
It would have been. You're right.
Probably.
Yeah, you're right. It would have been much less expensive. How was your all's week? You guys have a good time?
Good. My brother-in-law came down. We visited. We went to D.C. Went to Luray Caverns. Hadn't been there in a long time.
Hey, that's cool, isn't it?
I saw you all at the Portrait Museum. I saw pictures.
Yeah, that was cool.
To the Portrait Museum. It was interesting. There was one line in the whole place.
Oh, yeah, and that was
and that was to take pictures with Obama's portrait.
That's cool.
There wasn't even a line for Michelle?
No. Nope.
That's kind of neat, though.
That was the only place. Got to find my high school namesake.
What do you mean?
James Buchanan.
Oh, okay.
He was the only president born in the state of Pennsylvania.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Huh. That's interesting. I would have figured, like, with Philadelphia there and
thought.
All that.
Yep, nope. He's the only
I mean,
one.
Lots of them born in Virginia.
And he actually is, the cabin is in my hometown.
Oh, is it really? You ever make it there? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
You just take field trips there crap all the time.
Oh, yeah. Same thing with like Mount Vernon here. You go there all the time. We were just there about a month ago. That was fun. How about you, Tim? What did you do? Anything
what did
fun?
I do?
Well, there's an update for everybody. You got yourself a computer.
I did. I built a PC.
Yeah.
All right.
With Alex's help of... providing me a good deal on a board and processor
and RAM and network card and
it was like a box, you know. I just had to take it out and just start screwing stuff in.
Yeah,
and I got a graphics card from a buddy at work.
It's satisfying,
relatively
isn't it?
Yeah, it was fun.
Put it all together.
It is.
Fire it up.
Nice.
The thing works.
The lights work. I went with a Phonetics case. and it comes with like one LED strip, and I ordered it. I ordered another one that I think was just entirely too big for the case.
Oh, really?
It was just a lot of LED strip, and it was very bright on the inside.
Yeah.
Once that, so I got a, just a, another version of the strip that comes with the case, and yeah, it's nice.
Good, man.
Got it all booted up. It remembered its previous activation for Windows, so I didn't even have to go fooling around with that.
Beautiful.
Most of the time nowadays, that's hard-coded. It's burned into a, yep, a ROM on the, yeah,
I watched
on the
this
motherboard.
Video with, I don't know if y'all have ever watched Linus Tech Tips, the YouTuber. Mm-hmm. And he was going through this explanation about how, you know, for the most part, unless you start changing out too many parts, Windows will just say, oh, all right, same thing.
Well, yeah, and that, so when I put this new processor in, and it, so Tim got my old motherboard and processor and all that stuff because I upgraded my motherboard and processor. I got a Ryzen 7, and everything else was the same except the RAM. I had to get new RAM, obviously, because the old board has DDR3, which is, you know, what we talked about. And then
you got DDR5 now?
I'm on like DDR4.
Okay.
I don't think they have DDR5, do they? Is that a thing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. It's got to be hella expensive.
No, the 1080s are my 1080 runs DDR5.
Really? Wow. So yeah, this is just DDR4, but it's like 16 gigs of DDR4. It's plenty. Like, you got 8 gigs on that board. Like, that's nothing more than like 8 gigs of DDR3 is really needed at this point if you're just doing standard gaming. But with all my streaming and stuff, I had to upgrade. And when I put that CPU in, everything was running fine. And then, like, the next day, I get this thing from Windows that says, please update your activation. And I'm sitting here like, well, okay. And I go in and I do it. They're like, well, no, this isn't the right activation code. That one's already in use. I'm like, what? No, what? No, like, this is the one. Like, I'm looking at the piece of paper right here. I had to get the support involved and all stuff. Yeah. And they had to like push my license. It's been good now, several months later. Here we are, you know, but I was like, oh, God.
I was all ready to go hack myself a new code.
Really?
Yeah. Didn't end up having to do it. So
nice. Nice.
Out. I'm sure whenever I upgrade, I will, but that's
probably
a little ways off.
Yeah. You got a starter rig, man. That's what it's about. Oh, what you got there?
Ooh, he's showing me the new soul.
Ooh. Yeah. Diddy's got to get a new
commuter car.
He's looking at a Kia Soul. Who, if you are listening to this show and you have a Kia Soul, write in and let us know your thoughts.
Let me know what you think about it.
Yeah,
you can get with this or you can get with that.
Oh yeah.
Yes,
the little
so
hamsters.
You can get with that.
I'm gonna imagine
best use
Don
of
Beck
a hip hop song in
hopping
a
out of the car
ever.
And
especially with
around
the hamsters.
Yeah, it's great. Oh, it was fun. Yeah, you can email joystickandmouse@gmail.com. What do you say we jump into the news? We got some fun topics.
Yeah.
Well, a fun topic. Actually, it's kind of a depressing topic, really, but it's an interesting
one. Not really,
one.
But one of them sort of depressing. One of them
is very exciting.
Very,
yeah. And it's
hopeful.
It's all around the topic
death
of
death and resurrection.
Death and resurrection. I like that. So we have studios shutting down. We have IPs coming back up from studio shutdowns. So that's today's topic, is around studio shutdowns. Really, the way we're going to start this section is going to be an article from Kotaku talking about WildStar developer Carbine Studios shutting down. This is something that Don shared on our Facebook page. If you go to facebook.com/joystickandmouse, you can find all of our stuff there. But if you go to this article, it says Carbine Studios, the developer of the massively multiplayer online game WildStar, is shutting down. Kotaku has learned 50 people will lose their jobs in the process, according to a person briefed on the shutdown. The game will also come to a close. Staff were informed of the closure at a meeting today, and this was yesterday, so the 6th, September 6th. According to someone who was in the room, but it had been looming for a while after at least two of the studio's game projects failed to gain traction with the studio's parent company, Korean publisher NCSoft, who you guys probably know from like Guild Wars, from Lineage, mm-hmm, and those sort of games. So it says, today we are closing Carbine Studios and will begin the process of winding WildStar down to ultimately shutter the game. That's a weird thing to say. WildStar players who have spent money within the game will be refunded purchases from July 1st, 2018 until the payment system is shut off. We are also in the process of identifying the teams that will be doing the work to bring WildStar to a close. These decisions are very difficult to make, and we are in the midst of shifting as many of our teammates as possible into other roles within the organization. And WildStar was founded in 2005 by former members of the World of Warcraft team at Blizzard Entertainment, and in 2007, NCSoft purchased Carbine. And WildStar was a lot of fun. I personally enjoyed playing it, and it definitely had sort of a WoW vibe to it.
It did. It had some very innovative things. The combat system was fantastic. The visual cues were really good. I thought they did a really good job of paring down and making your combat situational. There was only 8 keys. You only ever needed 8 keys.
But it was also skill shoddy.
Those skills changed depending upon what you were doing. If you were behind somebody, the skills changed. If you were in front of them, if you're at range, whatever. And you could change them on the fly without a penalty. It was a really good game. It just didn't put enough into what did you do once you reached max level.
Yeah.
Or just that neat. The leveling experience was the same for every character.
That was my biggest problem. I thought the gameplay was so much fun, but you know, there has to be more to it than what we were just talking about with just skill shoddy sort of thing. Like, story was potentially there.
It was potentially, but not as good as
It could have been.
The
thing that really killed it, though, was the repetitive questing system, more so than World of Warcraft, and World of Warcraft is somewhat repetitive as a piece of critique. But, yeah, there was no end game.
Yeah.
Nothing for people to really dig deep into, and they had some stuff that was slowly starting to kind of come into fruition, but it didn't really stick, and that's what's a shame about it. But there's also news. Tim, do you want to talk about sort of the resurrection of an old game from a few years ago?
Yeah, I'm going to hope I say this correctly. Kingdom of...
Let's see.
Amalur?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go.
Did he shake it right? I did it right. Which was a, I guess, an RPG-style game that came...
The game that they put out was an RPG. The game that they were working on was an MMO.
Okay. That was put out by a studio that was founded by Kurt Schilling, 38 Studios.
Yeah.
And I know that name baseball has player. Some reference to his baseball career, but I can't remember exactly.
Was that his number?
Was his number.
Was his number?
Yeah.
And so, I guess 2 or 3 years ago, they ran into some financial issues. Even though the game was popular and it sold fairly well and was critically acclaimed, it didn't sell well enough for them to pay back the loans that they took to start the company. And it was complicated by the fact that a lot of the loans were owed directly to the state of Rhode Island, which is where the studio was. And they were supposed to repay those loans based off the profits. The game,
that's really messy too,
right? Oh, right, because at the time Rhode Island was trying to lure tech industry to their state, like, and they had some development program that they were lending money to these companies.
As soon as you're borrowing money from the government, like, that just kind of
So Rhode Island, the governor specifically, was very, very upset about that situation. And, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, the company went under and all those folks got laid off and the IP really went kind of dormant. It was a...
Did you guys both play this game?
It was Games with Gold not too long ago.
Oh, really? Did you guys both play that game?
I
played a little bit. I didn't play a lot.
I've never really heard of it.
The only reason I knew about the game and picked it up was because of Kurt Schilling.
Really? Okay.
You know.
Well, yeah, and I heard of it through the online AIE Tadpool community, because Kurt and the founder of that organization were very good friends.
Ah, okay, really.
And he was on their program several times and talking about the game.
Oh, cool. With Scott?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't... Wow. Oh, Oh,
yes. Okay. Scott and Kurt are very good friends.
Yes. Now I'm remembering.
I ran into Kurt Schilling at BlizzCon.
Did you?
One year, and he was right in front of me as we were at the store.
Uh huh.
And there's this guy standing there. I didn't recognize. His kids were there, and his kids are like one of those, and they're just bringing crap over to these guys.
Schilling's
like,
kids.
Yeah, and I'm looking at him like, this guy's spending a fortune. This is ridiculous. They got posters and the plushies and shirts and jackets and crap. And I'm like, seriously? And then I realized, oh, that's Kurt Schilling. Well, he can afford it.
Yeah, so he's got enough money. Whatever. He'll be fine. And that's part of it, too. He invested a lot of his money in that, is what you were saying, mm-hmm, right? Yeah.
And actually, another interesting fact, a lot of the artwork for the game was done by Todd McFarlane.
It was.
Yeah,
he had big names in it. R.A. Salvatore wrote the story.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he did the story behind it. Todd McFarlane was doing the artwork. It was big time. And I think that was part of the problem was...
spending a little too much money.
I spent too much money on the fluff... and not enough on the substance of the game
now,
itself.
This is the interesting thing. They sold 1.2 million copies of that game in 90 days.
That's huge.
Yeah.
And the break-even number for them, and this was what Kurt Schilling, or no, I'm sorry, with the governor of Rhode Island, Lincoln Chaffee.
Okay, I was about to say, if his name was Lincoln, that's his first problem. Yeah.
Lincoln Chaffee said that they needed to sell 3 million copies of the game to break even. Not to turn a profit. To just break even. And so you think about that. You know, think about what? I think Grand Theft Auto, I think the number last year was something like 5 or 6 million copies.
Mm-hmm.
But and that's a massive game. It's a massive game that came out with a large following already in place. And then they blew the doors off of everybody's expectations.
Yeah.
Right? So...
and they continued to sell copies.
Yeah. I just picked up a copy of,
I bought two
of GTA
of
5.
Yeah.
I think this is the third time I've bought the game.
Yeah. Bought it twice.
Haven't played it yet. But I picked up my last copy for $12.
Yeah.
Brand new.
It's crazy, man. I mean, that's a great game.
I sold my second copy back to GameStop for more than I paid for it.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Jeez. But it's
just bad business.
Right? Yeah, that's
so. Why would you give a company a loan when you know the break-even point for the game is 3 million copies?
Well, because
like,
of the people they had
3
involved.
3 million copies.
I mean, they had Salvatore involved.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about that,
and I think part of the problem was Kurt. The company looked at Blizzard and said, what do? They do it right. They put out a game that's solid, that's good, that has great story, that, you know.
Yeah.
And they wanted to do the same thing. I think part
iconic of artwork.
Yeah. You know? I think part of the problem is that they did too much of the extra stuff to go along with it.
It's insane.
And there's a PC version of the game. It came out for 360, PS3, and PC.
Yeah, what's the game called again?
Kingdom of Amalur.
Of Amalur.
I might just.
You don't
it
have
up
a 360, do you?
No.
You can still buy it on PC, I think. I think you can buy it on Steam.
I might just see Kingdom of Amalur. So, but somebody has resurrected this IP,
yeah,
which is kind of
THQ
has bought the rights.
Bought the rights to the game.
Do you think that now they've broken even?
No.
No,
I doubt it.
I guarantee you they probably bought that license for pennies on the dollar.
Yeah, I think they're in it for like 25 mil, something ridiculous. Lots of money.
Yeah. My God. Okay. Well, I mean, so what is that?
The article doesn't say how much they spent. It does say that Kurt Schilling had to give the state of Rhode Island $2.5 million.
Well,
last year out of his own pocket.
I'm sure he's got that and then some, to be honest. I mean, if he's investing properly and stuff with the money that he has.
Now, THQ isn't a big studio.
It's not, but they churn out decent stuff. I wouldn't, you know, It's not like Blizzard bought this or I'm trying to think. Well, yeah. It's a good thing EA didn't buy it.
They are Banjo, because they do have Banjo-Kazooie.
THQ?
Mm-hmm.
They also bought the Rare? MMO RPG game that they were working on.
I thought Rare has Banjo-Kazooie.
Mm-mm.
Oh, because Banjo...
Well, okay, so they do it for... They're more of a mobile... So they do a lot of games whatever it is now. The DS.
DS and all that stuff. Yeah. Okay. Well, either way, I mean, what does this mean to you guys as people who enjoy this title and this IP? What does this mean to you guys?
I'll be interested to see whether they build upon the original game.
Yeah.
If
they
try
to continue it.
Yeah. I hope so, because the story was really good.
What I think would be really cool, and I don't know if they can do, like, you know, how they would work with PlayStation on this, but I think they could probably find some success if they did an enhancement for the Xbox One,
mm-hmm.
and stuck it out as a Games with Gold, or put it out on Game Pass and tried to get people reintroduced to the game. Mm. Get people playing it again. I mean, there may still be a fairly decent PC audience attached to the game, but I'm willing to bet from a console standpoint, you know, unless people still have a PS3 or Xbox 360 that they play regularly.
You know, come to think of it, now that I mentioned that, THQ does do a lot of console small platform style. I wonder if they're thinking about doing it for like DS or something.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. All I can say is that this now has me interested in buying the PC game just to kind
of. The PC game's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'll do that. And, you know, bringing it full circle, I mean, who knows? Something could happen for WildStar here in the next.
Love to see somebody pick up the WildStar thing and do something with it.
Yeah, the basis behind the story is really has a lot of potential. It kind of feels like a little bit of a Borderlands sort of thing with finding treasure and then a little bit of evil within that treasure. And the combat system though is what really
it was gorgeous. WildStar was gorgeous. The game itself was beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, very well done.
Fantastic artwork.
Yeah, let us know your thoughts. If you guys have any thoughts on these games that come and go, these studios that come and go, you can email joystickandmouse@gmail.com. So as we said at the top of the show, this is episode 10. This is kind of a milestone.
Yeah, wow.
And I think that we wanted to do something a little different from our normal video game review. So that means I'll have to hold off on doing Horizon Zero Dawn. That's something that I was going to do today, but I think it's better off if we kind of take a look back at the past 10 episodes. We talked about a bunch of different topics, and we've experienced some old games, some new games, some different games. How's everybody feeling about the show so far? You guys having fun with it?
I'm having a blast. I love doing this. I hope people are getting enjoyment out of it.
Yeah.
And going to keep doing it as long as you guys want to.
Yeah, this is it's fun. A fun I've always thought it's fun to sit and talk about video games.
Well, yeah, we do this. We're going to do this anyway. Yeah. So we
might as well put mics in front of us. Yeah. Yeah. Tim, how have you been liking everything?
I've enjoyed it. I think it's been fun. It's been interesting to have that creative outlet to go in and talk about what we're doing and, you know, sometime go off on other tangents that are not necessarily so video game related, but I think that's part of the fun too.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm loving it. Here's to, you know, episode 100. That's what we shoot for next.
So it's funny. I'm sitting at home afterwards, and it'll be like an hour later. Like, crap, should have said that.
Yeah. One of the thing I remember. I mean, I've always had conversations with you two separately about like, hey, we should do a show on this, or hey, we should do a show on that, or like thinking about like, oh, we should do a show on something. And then it just so happened that like I had just interviewed you guys like back to back on the Dad Chronicle or something. Go visit thedadchronicle.com for episodes there. I'm going to plug. I think Tim and I were talking about doing something along the lines of a video game thing, and then Don was like, you know, I was thinking it would be really funny to get a video game perspective from you as like the old guy and then me as the young guy. And I'm sitting here like, wait a second. Like this, like it's all this, like this is what needs to happen. So It's just been fun. Yeah, I think that what's been really good for me is just having the ability to kind of talk about video games in a setting where we can talk about it in the industry perspective, but also as our perspectives as fathers, people with careers, limited times in which we're able to actually spend playing video games. I think that's always an interesting perspective. That's some of the feedback that I've gotten about the show is they're like, you know, I like your all's perspectives. You guys aren't like hardcore gamers. You guys just kind of appreciate it as a hobby and are knowledgeable and all that sort of stuff. So
I'd say we are very casual gamers.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We love the art, the craft and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, and I think the older you get and the more responsibilities you have, like it's harder to find that time to carve out.
It is.
And play. Like I even found as much like, you know, everybody in my house goes to bed early. So
like how early?
Willie's down at 9. Vanessa's in bed 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Yeah, I mean, but she works weird hours.
Yeah, she works crazy hours. So she's getting up early too. So yeah. You know, really from about 8 o'clock till whenever I go to bed, I can do whatever I want. You know?
Yeah.
Willie's gonna spend that last hour he has up playing. And so unless he gets like a bug and he's like, oh, let's watch a movie or something like that. You know, normally he's doing his thing. And so, but yeah, I mean, I still find like, I don't want to focus on anything. I just like, I want to do something that doesn't require mindless. Me to give mm-hmm. any attention or real thought.
It's like,
which was one of the reasons Division was like my go-to for a long time. Cause I didn't have to, like, you just point the,
well, same thing like World of Warcraft,
like us with World of Warcraft. I can grind
those grinding games.
I can go do some quests and be done. And all right, that's cool. I got
that was enjoyable. Yeah. Like I got to kind of separate into like from this world into a different one and just escapism. And then you enjoy some banter with folks on Discord or you know just kind of very mindless, you know.
Yeah, it's going to start to get a little serious now, though, since the raids come out.
Old Deer is the name of the raid. Yeah, we'll see. I haven't touched it at all. This is a very different expansion for me. I'm going in not doing much raiding, like, to begin with. I used to be a hardcore raider and led the team that Don and I used to be on, and that was very fulfilling. Don't have that time these days. Like I probably could swing. And Deanna even asked me, she was like, you want to go, like, are you think you're going to start raiding again? And I was like, you know, I would like to, but I also kind of don't want to miss Arya's bedtime. I don't want to be committed to that in case something goes on with the baby. Like it's just
but
not,
you play
it's hard
WoW,
to commit.
Like all through your relationship. Like she knows.
Oh, she
like,
knows.
WoW.
She knows.
Is like your thing.
You yeah. And she, mean? and that's why she was asking. She was like, you know, and she's super cool and understanding with it. But I'm also at that kind of evolution in my life where it's like, you know, I got the kid. I also want to like go see Deanna.
Right.
Or maybe
she get her to play WoW.
Oh, I tried. that's a story for another time. Y'all should hear that one. But I, you know, I also like not staying up until 11 raiding, you know, because we would raid Tuesdays 8 to 11.
Mm-hmm. What, 11 is late on, for you?
Well, when, right now it is, like, you know, with the kid.
What time do you go to bed,
Alex? Oh, maybe 10:30.
Oh, wow.
Oh, dude, I'm up at like, well, depends on when I get up. Actually, I don't always go to bed between 10 and 10:30. It depends. Sometimes I'll go to bed 11, 11:30.
I might just some nights I'm just starting a movie at 10, 10:30.
Really?
Like, yeah. No, way. I'm not quite that bad, but I'm usually up to 11, 11:30.
Midnight. Last night I was
not
up
very
till
often
1.
Do I make it till midnight. But I'm an old man, so.
So sometimes I will have those nights where I'll just be up until like midnight, 1 o'clock.
Oh my god, last night
like
was horrendous.
Weekend,
I could not sleep last night.
During global events, like when I was playing Division a lot, when global events come around, I'd be up all hours of the night.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was playing until about 11:30 last night. Couldn't sleep, laid down, read a book for a while, still couldn't sleep.
Really?
Stared at the light coming through the curtains for a while. I was like,
yeah,
this is horrible.
Yeah, but my problem was is that when we would raid until 11 o'clock, because I was sitting there like the adrenaline's pumping the whole time leading the thing, I'm not actually able to wind down until midnight.
Yeah, it takes you a while to wind down after that.
And then also sometimes you'd have folks like, hey, let's go play some Rocket League, or like let's go do something.
Played Rocket League.
Oh, it's so fun. I think you'd
I bought it for Willie, and I never sat down to play.
Well, you know, and that's another game that kind of gets you your blood.
Yeah,
boiling.
See, I don't have the twit. I don't have the Twitch reactions for that. Yeah, game,
Don used to play with me, and he would just be our.
Okay, so everybody knows what Quidditch is. You know what the beaters did?
Yeah, that's
in Quidditch. That was me.
He was a master beater.
Go take people out.
He was a master Kill beater. but you know what? Cheers, guys. To
hold up, wait.
To
here's to episode 10.
Episode. I can't reach. You guys got to come to me. There we go. Here's to episode 10, and thank you to everybody for supporting. And if you enjoy the show, I encourage you to, you know, leave us a 5-star rating on iTunes and write in and let us know your thoughts. We are happy to share them if you'd like. So that's it, guys. That's the show. Let's give a round of applause like we always do to episode 10. So you can reach us at joystickandmouse@gmail.com. You can review any other episodes that you want to listen to by going to joystickandmouse.com. What else, Don? Where can people reach you?
Diddy_AIE on Twitter and facebook.com/Diddy. I have been streaming next week. Next week we'll start raids. Raids will be streamed live on Facebook.
Love it. Love it. How about you, J Dimes?
J Dimes is where you can find me.
All right. And then, and I'm on Facebook. I've been streaming quite a bit. Got a little bit of a following going. So head to facebook.com/cross715.
Follow my page. I'd like to get up to 100 so I can do the star thing.
Yeah, I've been getting stars. That's fun. That's a fun little thing. And it helps support the stream. So with that, guys, we'll see y'all next time.
See ya.
Later, guys.
If you like this show, check out more great content at incastmedianetwork.com.